The Rust trial that we saw recently, the Hannah Gutierrez trial, which she was found guilty of, there's more people, Alec Baldwin being one of them, that will face his day in court for the shooting on the set of Rust. And in a recent legal development, special prosecutors in New Mexico have asserted that actor Alec Baldwin's actions on the set of the movie Rust played a significant role in creating safety compromises that ultimately led to the tragic shooting incident, claiming the life of cinematographer Helena Hutchins back in 2021. Responding to a motion filed by Baldwin's legal team in March seeking to dismiss the indictment against him, prosecutors detailed their case, alleging Baldwin's changing narrative and lack of emotional control during filming contributed to the unsafe conditions on set. I don't know how one's emotions leads to active rounds being put into a gun, but okay. According to a copy of the response obtained by CNN, prosecutors stated that Baldwin's behavior, including demands for a faster pace of work and frequent outbursts directed at crew members, compromised safety standards on the set of Rust. Witnesses purportedly testified that Baldwin's conduct created an environment conducive to safety lapses. Furthermore, the filing pointed out Baldwin's role as a producer on the film and accused him of overlooking the inexperienced and overwhelmed nature of the armorer, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, who was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in March. Prosecutors argued that Baldwin's disregard for safety concerns, coupled with Gutierrez Reed's negligence, proved fatal for Hutchins. I will agree on the part that Hannah Gutierrez Reed was not qualified for that job.
Yeah, and that's what it sounded like. I also read somewhere that Alec Baldwin was, during some of the safety meetings, was making videos to send to his family, like, hey, look at me, I've got a gun, how cool is this?
Yeah, but it should have been frickin' blanks. Again, I don't know. Alec Baldwin can be Alec Baldwin. In case people don't realize, movie sets, for the most part, and TV shows, they're not the happiest places, usually. A lot of times, yeah, there's a lot of demands and you have egos and all that running around and it's not done with kid gloves. And if they're on a tight timetable and someone's pushing, going, we got to get this done. It doesn't necessarily always equate to it's going to be an unsafe environment. What made it unsafe is somehow live rounds got onto the set.
Yeah.
Now, should Hannah Gutierrez Reed have known that? I don't know. Whoever brought the damn bullets, I think, is to blame. That is the problem. I don't think anyone intentionally wanted this to happen, obviously, but somehow they got to the set, and that is ultimately where things went wrong. It's not Alec Baldwin's ego and, you know, being demanding that caused live rounds to go into a gun. It was like, oh, if he was more calm, we wouldn't have put the live rounds in. They shouldn't have been there, period.
No, they had no place. I mean, that's especially if you have blanks available. Why are active rounds anywhere near somewhere where people are going to have guns pointed at them? This is insane.
And that is the problem. In addition to criticizing Baldwin's on-set behavior, prosecutors took issue with his public statements following the incident, according to him, of attempting to manipulate public opinion. Baldwin's legal team, however, has vehemently contested the charges against him, denouncing the incident as an abuse of the legal system. In their March filing, they argued that Baldwin had been unfairly subjected to public scrutiny for over 2 years and called for the dismissal of the charges against him. Obviously, they have not been dismissed. It occurred during a scene rehearsal where the gun was held by Baldwin. It discharged a live round, resulting in Hutchins' death and injuring actor Joel Souza. Baldwin pled not guilty to involuntary manslaughter in January, and the legal proceedings continue to unfold. And we'll cover that once it does go to trial. At the end of the day, this is one of those things where, yes, it's horrible. Someone died. But we can't always be out for blood. Sometimes accidents just happen. So let's figure out how the fuck the bullets got on set and address that so it doesn't happen again. That's what needs to be figured out here. Not trying to equate an ego, like I said, into live rounds being on set. The two are not the same thing.
No, this is this movie, this whole setup was such a debacle from start to finish, from the sounds of it. And it destroyed lives. We're going to have a case of he said, she said. I mean, you've got Alec Baldwin saying that he didn't pull the trigger when he clearly did. What do you believe?
Even if he did pull the trigger, it was supposed to be a not live round. So yeah. If they were rehearsing a scene and trying to see what happens, who knows? I mean, again, nobody was operating on the assumption that there were live rounds in that gun.
Yeah.
So if everyone's operating that way, what do you do? I mean, this, if someone else had the gun, it would have happened too. Somehow those rounds cut on the set. How did they get there? There needs to be better safety protocols in place to prevent that. And that's all. End of story. Someone's life was lost because of that. And take a look at that. Was there negligence in how those got there? Maybe that person should be looked at if there was something to do with that. But I don't think it has anything to do with Alec Baldwin. And I'm not a huge fan of Alec Baldwin either, by the way. I'm just saying it doesn't make any sense. And everybody wants to blame somebody. Sometimes there's just really no one to blame other than just really bad protocols. And sometimes there's accidents that happen, and this is unfortunately the end game of it. But we'll keep watching that. And when it comes to trial, of course, we'll bring you the coverage of that here.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.